How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
Tanya Curry, how are you?
I've missed you.
It just hasn't been the same, you know.
Hasn't been the same. But I had a blue screen last week and the week before you let me down. So, like, I missed the whole of January. Don't tell anyone. But we got through January.
We did, hey, but only just.
Yeah, look, I don't know. Like, February's not looking good, guys.
Yeah. Well, yeah, let's call it 2021 and skip straight on to 2022. But all right, so there were lots of big stories that are capturing our attention this week. What are they?
That's a great word, capturing. Well, of course, like, I always think maybe I focus too much on the State Capture Commission because I'm always talking about it. But then I did reassure myself that it means everything, absolutely everything to this country. Zuma has to appear before the commission. That was the Concord ruling. And that, of course, Ubaba in true style snubbed the highest court in the land and in doing so, the sacred constitution of our country. The same constitution that many died for, the constitution that took decades of struggle and pain to write, was just trampled on and labeled as optional by Ace Magashule. Did you see that?
I've been pondering over this for the last, since he said it, 2.5 days ago. It just absolutely perplexes me how he could say, what's Zuma done now? What?
Exactly. Don't worry about the Constitution, and the Constitution is not sacrosanct.
Yeah, what does that even
mean?
Are
you kidding me? Mm. Are you kidding me? I mean, Stephen Curtis did a brilliant interview with Pulemabe on Newsroom Africa, and Pulemabe just, he couldn't even spin. Like, he couldn't even do half a circle.
it's just unbelievable.
Because it's just outrageous what happened here, right?
Incredible. But, we can't even make sense of it. You know, and one thing we've been talking about for the last while is what the ANC have done very cleverly is created these two ANCs, the good ANC and the bad ANC. And anything that's bad, we lob over the wall to the bad ANC, and then we don't get tainted. But this shows a tremendous, tremendous problem within the organization, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. I mean, before I get to Makosi Kosa's testimony at State Capture, which was absolutely riveting, let's just talk a little bit about this high tea that's happening. Elevenses. Mm. We're having elevenses today. Malema and Zuma are going to have scones and jam. I wonder if they get cream as well. They're having a colonial tea. And I mean, so orchestrated, it made me want to vomit. For those of you who think that this actually took place on Twitter, that the invite that was sent on Twitter
was
real, it was so contrived, guys. You were played. You were played like a deck of cards. And if you thought that Malema is Ubaba's enemy, you are also mistaken. And if you think the right thing is going to come out of this meeting, definitely been dealt the ace in the pack, and it's game over. And talking of aces, I'm sure he's going to be there. I'm sure he'll have jam too. But the story is, it is orchestrated. And the worrying thing is it might result in a massive uprising in our country. Like you said, the good ANC and the so-called bad ANC. And if you believe that, then you're still in it to win it in this game. And I'm not sure that's the right phrase, but you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Shocking. And I wonder what's going to happen today. What do you see collective noun for a group of crooks?
I actually love collective nouns. I've got a collective noun thing. All right, so let's put it out to our listeners. What is, what is a collective noun for crooks or rogues? I mean, we know it's a band, isn't it? A band of thieves.
But that doesn't sound right. Because
doesn't.
It sounds like it should be music.
Exactly. There's no music there. There's no music playing, unless it's on the Titanic. But we need a better word. We need a better word for this. What is it? 34519 or 061-895-1019. What is the collective noun maybe for this group of characters?
This heart. Yes, exactly. And then of course, like, let's get to Makosi Kosa's testimony. You know, I was always sorely disappointed in her because I really wanted her to have my vote. And then she kept jumping from party to party, didn't she? And now I understand why. This woman doesn't belong in politics. She's far too honest. And the reason why she jumped ship several times is she has a conscience. According to her testimony, there was an ANC study group. Like, firstly, I'm just going to leave that there.
Stop it, Tanya.
An ANC study group, my friend, with a standard 2 education for our leader and a standard 9 education for Claudie Motzling. I'm thinking they do need a study group, but that's not what this study group is, okay? This is a study group about what they do next. So in an ANC study group that was hijacked by Faith Matambi, remember her, the communications minister?
Yes, of course.
She and her cronies said that there is no conscience in the constitution when Khoza pointed out that Dudumyeni should be reprimanded for flying her mates to Cape Town. And they asked Khoza to point out where in the constitution it mentions the word conscience. In my world, in psychological terms, I think they say that a psychopath doesn't have a conscience, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what are we dealing with here, actually? I mean, seriously. And that wasn't even the most horrific part. She explained how an armed gunman came to a gate while she was driving in, and he was dressed all in black gloves and a balaclava with a gun pointing directly to her. And as he was walking up to her, he slipped, and the gun fell and went across the street. So she was literally saved by divine intervention. Mm-hmm. Her children, her home, her work as a scholar and scientist, even her late husband, they accused her of murdering him. And her marriage were all reduced to null by those psychopaths. And I still haven't got to the worst of it. Khoza made it clear that the NEC meeting, you know, that one with the vote of no confidence in Zuma, mm, was simply a bunch of bullies insisting that all members lose their conscience and have to vote in favor of Ubaba. It was clear, clear as day. In fact, there were points where she cried. She got very emotional. She spoke highly of Jackson Mthembu and then vilified him as well. Everybody was involved. And of course, my acute awareness of the Zondo Commission, I always bounce my thoughts off my team, you know, to make sure that I'm not just focusing on this stuff too much. Mm. And I'm all ready for Zuma to be arrested next week or appear in court, one of the two. And all my team reminded me that I'm so wrong. Ubaba's not going anywhere. He's staying right where he is in Nkandla. If he goes down for anything, he'll take the whole of the ANC with him and corporate South Africa. Because let's face it, Howard, it takes two to tender. Yusta and Rupert will need more than a vaccine and a small fine for their lutings. Mm. And that can't happen, can it? It just can't happen.
That said, you know, we've had him threatening for years. You know, this has always been very much part of his strategy, is to say, well, you know, I'm going to start talking. We've seen this very often. We've also seen, you know, there's so many things that are interesting that you've said, but with the revelations around the security agency, it also is no surprise that with all of these false accusations and all of these conspiracy theories, we've been fed them as a nation through our press, through every way in which we absorb news and media. The control and the way in which they did this was absolutely brilliant, but horrific at the same time. And I just wonder,
right?
You know, sorry?
It's just like apartheid.
But it really is, because this is, it's just unbelievable in terms of the level of propaganda and dishonesty that came through to us. And I just wonder how long it's going to take for that to be weeded out of our system.
Oh, you know, one of the political analysts I was watching said that you know, if you're going to put two crooks and gangsters in the same room together, don't expect them to come up with a solution that suits you. We were talking about the high tea, but the question was where to for South Africa. You know, what's next for South Africa? And he said, in 100 years from now, there will still be a South Africa, a country called South Africa, and we'll be long dead and buried, right? Mm. And it's that South Africa that needs to realize that the ANC is not the ANC that brought the freedom. It's not the same ANC at all. It's a very different, orchestrated bunch of thieves. That is what it is. And who are we left to vote for? Like, this is the problem. Can we not have one civil society organization, an ALTA or a Katrada Foundation, stand up and say, yeah, I'm running for office? You know, why can't we have some of these people that stop crime, that really do their best and have the best intentions at heart, stand up and say, look, I'm going to go into politics? Is it because it's too dirty?
Well, I just wonder what it'll take as well for ANC voters to finally stop voting for them. Maybe it is an alternative. Maybe it is an alternative. But the fact that there is basically nothing that the ANC can do to alienate its voters, it would seem.
No, it seems so. You can do anything you like. I mean, to cheer us up slightly, Thuli Madonsela got a knighthood from France. I don't know how I feel about that.
Hold on, do French even give knighthoods? I would much prefer a French one to a British one. I didn't know that this was an option.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It sounds so much more stylish.
I think it sounds a bit sexist, a knighted for Thuli Madonsela. I suppose you can't have a ladyhood, hey?
Yeah.
That sounds a bit rude.
I was going to say, that sounds very rude. We were talking to Rolene earlier and she lives in Israel and she said she's had one Pfizer vaccine. She's waiting until she's fully Pfizered. And then we said, oh, I wonder if we get the Johnson & Johnson one, if we're going to be fully Johnsoned. And then I thought, oh no, that doesn't sound right either. So we do have to be careful, Tanya. We do have to be careful. Yeah, you know, to get your ladyhood, I don't know if that sounds like it should.
Yeah, and lady, Thuli Madonsela, I think she was always a lady, guys.
Yeah.
She was always a lady.
Well,
no,
we didn't.
No change here, but we salute you.
Absolutely,
Sir,
you do.
Madame Thuli Madonsela, or Sir Thuli Madonsela, whatever you want to call yourself, we salute you. And then Greyhound. I actually should hear about Greyhound. 37 years. Like, everyone loves a Greyhound bus, don't
Absolutely.
They? And it's gone. It's just gone. Those blue seats, that air-conditioned interior that made you feel like it's a bit swanky. Like,
yeah, something
it's
special.
All gone.
You were going somewhere exciting. Yeah, very sad. Very, very sad.
Very, very, very sad. And then, of course, across the waters, I don't want to talk about Myanmar, unless you have a plan, because there's no rage for these horrific events, just like with George Floyd, one person.
Mm-hmm.
Brown lives don't matter, it seems, and except here, instead of one person, there are thousands, if not millions of people dying in a systemic racist and xenophobic attack. Just keep scrolling because it doesn't matter. But I'm going to cheer you up, Howard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to cheer you up. Have you heard of Wham? Not the band.
I was just going to say, that takes me back. It wakes me up before I go-go, yeah?
We are more, they call themselves, and you have to use at least 11 exclamation marks after that, okay? We are more is a group, okay, I say group, I mean four, of people in Cape Town.
Yeah.
They put out a poster for a protest. Okay, and four people went to the beach, and apparently with a banner, and that's why the beaches are open, guys. So we have Wham to thank for that.
It
gets better.
Oh, okay.
Their poster for a new meeting now that's called Doctors Against Propaganda, which is well supported by well-acclaimed doctors spelt with one C. And they are holding Truth Over Lies and meeting at the Monkey Valley Resort. I'm not making this up, I promise you. When you read the copy on their post, I actually managed to find 10 different fonts and grammatical errors that will make your eyes water. One of those so-called doctors is a naturopath, a homeopath, a quantum physicist, a DNA nutrition, they forgot the nutritionist, and a permaculture. They forgot permaculturist.
Oh my
they
God.
Claim they stand for diversity, but all I saw was white people, and they say they demand a lot, okay, which is about right for Cape Town, isn't it? The power of four. Make your day. Visit their page. It's Wham! We Are More with 11 exclamation marks, and I promise you, you will make your weekend.
So was this one of these women on the Muizenberg beach who was going on about something that I could really not understand?
Yes,
I think it was COVID starting in your gut, and then it's all about something. And
they've actually said, we, the people of South Africa, so us four,
right,
demand the government declare the full names, comma, qualifications and citizenship, because that's important, of the 40-strong command council, all lowercase, whom the president of the Republic of South Africa is currently taking medical advice from, with 1, 2, 3, 4 exclamation marks. Join us for a presentation by well-acclaimed with 1C doctors.
It sounds like the ANC Women's League, or that they're getting the same people to write their statements.
No, this is definitely worse. This is definitely worse.
Absolutely unbelievable.
To crown it all, the background is a beach with a starfish. I mean, honestly.
Oh, my goodness. Tanya, so many messages of people saying it's so good to hear you back. They've missed you. So it is absolutely fantastic. And let's just have a look. We've asked people for the collective noun. Unsan says a parliament of crooks, a bunch of crooks, a gang of crooks, a conspiracy of crooks, a comrade of crooks, a mafia. A mafia of crooks, a den of thieves. Wow. So
thieves, right. And it's quite, and that's quite apt because it is going to be, it's a high tea. Oh, I like a den of thieves.
I think we're going to have to go with that one. But wow, wow. Yeah, absolutely. A baker's dozen.
And so lovely to be back, my friend.
Awesome to speak to you. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. Do some diving if you possibly can. What's the weather like down there? Are you just being
melting? Melting.
Oh, rubbish.
Absolutely melting. It is so lovely and warm. If I didn't have aircon, I'd be in a lot of trouble. It is melting here in Sedwana Bay and the weather is blissful. We had Cyclone Eloise swing past and we had a couple of days of rain.
Well, it seems to have settled in Joburg. We haven't seen the sun for weeks on end. We might as well be living in Beijing. It is 8:27. Tanya Curry, thank you as always. I'm Howard Feldman.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.